The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
At 6:40, Kid of the Week time, sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. And before you meet a terrific Kid of the Week, let me tell you a little bit about the program here. Looking for kids to go above and beyond, to help their family, to help their community, help themselves. Go to WGNradio.com/contest. Submit an entry for a child between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. The winner will be announced here on the show, but that's not all. In December, we'll choose a Kid of the Year from all the Kid of the Week winners. And when I say we, I mean Mary Vandevelde and Dave Innitt. The 2016 Kid of the Year will be awarded a $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See all the inventory at RayandRaymondDeals.com and go online to WGNRadio.com/contest to submit your entries. All right, to the phone, let's meet Samantha. Good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Hi.
You are 17.
Yes.
And that would make you a senior in school.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you can't go to school right now because you're still dealing with chemo and battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which you've fought for years. But you're going to get back in school by January, I hear.
Yes.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm taking online classes right now.
Is that difficult? I've never done that.
Actually, yeah, it's pretty hard.
So what's different about it? It's just you got to super focus because it's just you and the computer?
Yeah, but I can take a lot of notes, and then when it's time to take a test, I can look at the notes.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's the way we used to do it in the 70s. But we had to write them out. Taking online classes, again, back to Resurrection in January, which puts you on target to graduate, we hope, next year, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, keep up the fight. You're an amazing young woman, and you've been doing an awful lot for folks around you as well, because when you were diagnosed and through the years, I know a lot of people have helped your family, right?
A lot of people have, yeah.
So what have you been doing?
Well, just recently I started packing bags for kids with cancer and making blankets for them.
So as an older kid, when you deal with younger kids with cancer, what do you tell them?
Well, it's harder for them because they're younger and they don't understand. But I think making bags for them, it helps them to get their mind off of it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. But, you know, I think sometimes adults and people that don't deal with what you deal with and what you've gone through and what you're going through, you know, they don't know what to say. They don't know what to say to adults with cancer, let alone kids. You have any advice for the rest of us?
What was that?
What do we say? What do grown-ups say? What other people say to kids with cancer? Because, you know, we don't know what to say.
Yeah, true.
So do we just say good luck, keep fighting? I mean, what's the right thing to say to you?
I mean, as long as you just tell them to have a good attitude, because that's all you can really say.
Where's your good attitude come from?
I don't know. I just...
Is it your mom? Is it your dad? You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a younger brother and sister, and my mom and dad just try to tell me to have a good attitude all the time, so...
Yeah, well, you seem like you're pretty positive in general. Is that true?
Yeah. I try to keep a good sense of humor.
Okay, good. Well, that'll get you through a lot in life. What's the biggest difficulty with the chemo you're dealing with now? Does it just make you tired all the time?
Yeah, it made me tired, made me sick and weak, but I'm not going through chemo anymore.
Oh, good.
Mostly doing radiation, so.
All right, good. Well, that's, again, with my limited knowledge, that's a good thing to be progressed that far down the road, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Talking with Samantha Crump, this week's Kid of the Week. We'll talk to her mom in just a second about a fundraiser that's coming up. But in the meantime, I just want to thank you for being a great kid and for taking the time to actually help others when you're in the middle of your own fight.
Thank you.
And before you go, anybody you want to say hi to? Friends at school? Anybody else? Teachers? Anybody?
I want to say hi to all my friends at school. My teachers, yeah, and everyone who said that they were going to be listening, because I know a lot of people told me they were going to be listening.
Well, good. We're glad to hear that. I assume you're planning to go to college after high school?
Yeah.
Any idea where?
I don't know for sure, but I want to be a nurse. So,
well, great.
School with a nursing program.
Well, that's interesting to me. You think the furthest away you could possibly be from doctors and nurses would be what you want to do. But there's another example of why we love Samantha.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Any particular type of nurse or too early to know?
I think I want to be a hem-onc pediatric nurse, which is what all my nurses were.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you. And did you say you had brothers and sisters? I missed that.
Yeah, I have a younger brother who goes to Notre Dame and a younger sister. She goes to Resurrection too.
How old are those guys?
My brother's a freshman and my sister's a sophomore.
Freshman brother, man. That's got to be nothing but trouble.
Yeah, he's pretty annoying.
Well, Samantha, you're not, and give your mom a hug and hand her the phone, or if she's on the phone, we can talk. Yep, she's on a separate line, so we'll talk to her here. But anyway, you're Kid of the Week, and I appreciate it, and keep up that good fight. Thanks for talking to us. I know that you're going to be great in college, and you're going to be a great nurse.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Of course. Hold the line. Let me get to Michelle here. That's quite a kid, Mom.
Thank you. I think so, too.
Yeah, she's something else. Now, I know you call her Sammy, but I thought I should call her Samantha.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't be too happy if you called her Sammy.
All right, but we do want you to know there's a benefit coming up called Sammy Strong. Tell me about it.
Well, a lot of my friends from the neighborhood are putting it together, and it's going to be at St. Tecla on Friday the 23rd.
Okay.
From 7 until midnight.
All right, and what do people need to know to get there and help you out?
Well, it is an adults-only event, but they're going to have some bands, raffle tickets, some things to be auctioned, and it should be a great night. There's going to be also another one on November 18th at Galvin's Pub. That'll be November 18th, where kids will actually be able to be attending that. So
you got it covered. Both
should be
ways.
Fun.
You got a Facebook page or a website you want to send people to?
Yes, I believe it's Friends of the Crump Family.
All right, and that's Facebook?
Yes, on Facebook.
All right, and if you look at Bat or Sammy Strong and search either, I'm sure you'll find it.
Right, or Samantha Crump.
It's Samantha Crump. That's exactly right. Not Sammy. But we are calling it Sammy Strong because that's mom and the family's nickname, and why not? She really is a great kid, and I can't imagine the energy that she's still able to put out to be such a positive person. So I give you credit for that.
Thank you.
So good luck to the whole family, and thanks for being on, and we'll send some prizes to Samantha because she's Kid of the Week.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on.
You bet. Hold on. It's Friday night, 7 to midnight at St. Tecla, Oak Park Avenue in Chicago. Suggested donations, only $20 at the door.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Great time and a great night.
Live music, couple of bands. So lots
Top
of good
dog
going
band.
On there.
Yeah. Hammer down.
So how about that kid, huh?
Yeah.
And she's going to be a nurse dealing with the same sort of kids that are what she's dealing with.
Let's give
them back. You know what the equivalent of that is? That's the first responders running into the fire while everybody's running out. I mean, there's a kid that could just go and just get away from it. You know, I live this life. I'm finally free of it. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to have the life that I want. But she wants to help kids. That's a great family and a great kid.
Mary, what do you think?
This is tough. Dave, we are in big trouble this year.
Have to add
There's
her to
so
the
many
list.
Great kids out there.
Oh, yeah.
How many more weeks do we have to, because we have too many kids right now.
We're going to keep adding to the list.
Oh, come on. We need more than one winner.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's see if we can work on that,
too.
All right, so for the Kid of the Week, Samber, come in here and tell me which prizes you want me to give away for Kid of the Week. Because we have special Kid of the Week prizes, and, you know, I don't want to give away something I'm not supposed to give away with, because like the rest of you, I'm also frightened of producer Samber.
Yes, we're going to give them tickets to the Volo Auto Museum.
Okay.
People know Volo for their collection of 400 vintage cars, and that spanned from the early 1900s to the 70s. Get more information at volocars.com. We're going to send her an apt gift card. Pleasing people since 1936.
Santa Steve Shapiro.
Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. And we, of course, are going to send her Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Samantha.